Dancers, directors, and choreographers, competition and recital season is in full effect. You've put the work in, but now it's time to make your choreography truly unforgettable. And that's where I come in. Aubrey Aries, your embellishment coach, here to add the final polish that makes your routine, well, stand out. With my dance entertainment background, dance team eye for formations, and studio eye for technique, adding in that wow factor and helping refine every detail is my specialty. Let's make your performance not just great, but unforgettable. Book your session at aubreyaries.com because every great routine deserves that little extra sparkle. Welcome to In the Studio, the podcast dedicated to empowering and elevating dance creatives like you. I'm your host, Aubrey Aries, and in each episode, we'll dive into practical tips, strategies, and inspiring stories to help you take your dance career or project to the next level. Whether you're a choreographer, dancer, producer, or in any other creative role, this is the place to learn, grow, and turn your passion into a success. Guys, happy Wednesday. I hope that you have had a fabulous week. I love Wednesdays because I know that, you know, this podcast is going to drop and it just starts and sparks conversation. And so much conversation in my past podcast release days that I've got a lot of inquiries on different topics about what I should talk about on here. And I love getting those DMs, text messages, and emails. Long story short, though, today's topic is coming from a dance studio owner here in SoCal. And we had quite a long conversation about what it takes to be a part of a dance team and navigating different personalities. And I have to say, this one is not an easy topic to go into because there's so many lanes that I could take this as in any topic, but specifically this one, you know, working in teams, I've had multiple opportunities to kind of learn different dynamics on different teams. And so the information that I'll be giving today is not just going to come from, you know, being in a dance studio or being on a professional dance team or, you know, being a captain of a professional dance team or being a part of a Latin dance company. Everything is kind of encompassed in one 10 to 15 minute podcast. So if you need any expansion on what I've talked about today or what I'm about to talk about, let me know because I'd love to go into it. And also, I want to add that some of what I'm going to talk about also comes from my studies in psychology. I went back to school back in 2018 to get my degree in behavioral analysis. So a lot of the techniques that I use in the dance company today or with my directors definitely comes and stems from that study. So I love talking about this stuff and I could totally geek out forever on it, but let's get to it, okay? So today, this topic can take many directions, whether from the team's perspective, the director's point of view, or the individual dancer's experience. However, our focus today is managing different personalities to build a cohesive, successful team dynamic. Whether you're a dancer on a team or a leader, it's essential to take time to understand the team as a whole. And that starts with getting to know each individual member and their why, what drives them to be a part of this team, this specific team, company, studio, whatever it may be. For some, it's truly about the camaraderie and the community. It's about finding joy and being a part of something bigger. Others may be there for the training, the coaching, the mentorship, and really focused on like growth and improvement. Some may thrive in like the creative process and love the energy that comes from building routines and performances. And of course, you may have some that are simply there without any clear intention at all. But we welcome everyone, speaking from my perspective. Regardless of the motivation, though, it's extremely crucial for both the team and the leader to recognize why everyone is there. This helps create accountability and ensures that every member stays committed to what's needed for the team to get to their success point, whether that's like a competition, a recital, you know, a big performance, or, you know, whatever that may be. So it's essential for the team to really set aside time to really understand everyone's motivation. So whatever that means, you know, whether you guys do you know, outings, or you have a moment before practice or after practice where people are truly sharing, you know, what their why is, it's going to help create a stronger dynamic and a reason to keep everyone accountable to reach that end goal of their success point. Now, the next point I want to make is celebrating the differences. Now, in dance, that's also, that can be very hard because in dance, you know, we get a lot of praise for cleanliness and everyone looking the same and all of the, that good stuff. Now, I'm not speaking from a dance perspective per se today. I'm speaking more of like the dynamic perspective of personality. And so recognizing that every dancer brings their own unique personality and strengths to the team is important. Some have strong leadership skills, stepping up when needed. You know, maybe your director is running late and you have that one person that's like, okay, I'll lead stretch, right? It's those type of skills that directors and even teammates need to be looking for. Others thrive in artistry and creativity. I know when I'm like, you guys, my brain is not working today. Does anyone have an idea on this hit? And giving people that opportunity to have a say in the creative aspect will really not enhance the respect that team members have for their teammates, but also it gives someone an opportunity to step up to the plate and add their own flair and twist. And at the same time, the instructor is also like, okay, well, like I can call on you when I'm having, you know, a mental block. Then you have the dancers who excel in resolving conflicts, knowing how to diffuse tense situations and foster harmony on the team. Now, I see this a lot when you're in a professional or a high-level training dance team, you know, when there's pressure on the team to get something down or get something done, or you have, you know, you need to hit success point faster than you thought, there comes pressure, right? And to have someone on the team that can recognize that energy shift where people are starting to maybe doubt themselves or, you know, have issues, they are able to pull that person aside, give them a pep talk, or be the one on the team that's like, you guys, we got this, you know, those people are extremely important to a team dynamic. And of course, you always have this one dancer that has endless energy and keeps the spirits high and everyone motivated when the team needs, you know, that energetic boost. Commercial time. Let's talk about Mobile Bones, the go-to neuromuscular massage that actually works. Eileen at Mobile Bones takes a deep, focused approach in reducing pain and tension, improving flexibility and range of motion, and boosts circulation and body awareness. And the best part, Mobile Bones comes to you. No need to travel. Relief is delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, here's a special deal. Follow Mobile Bones Massage on Instagram and DM Aubrey for an exclusive discount on your first session. Okay, I don't know about you, but trying to find the best makeup for stage has always been so hard until I was introduced to, you know it, you love it, Standing O Cosmetics. I've been using Standing O Cosmetics for the past 3 years, and I have never felt more confident on stage. So confident, I couldn't keep this little secret to myself, and now my entire dance company uses this brand for our stage makeup. Now I'm letting you in on the easy-to-apply makeup with colors that pop and just elevate your stage look. So unleash your bold and vibrant side with Standing O Cosmetics quality stage makeup. Visit standingocosmetics.com. Use code Aubrey for your special discount. So this last point is mainly focused for coaches, directors, leaders, captains, the person that's typically in charge of leading a group of people. A great dance team is typically made up of individuals with different learning styles, personalities, levels of experience. And as a coach or a leader, adapting your approach to ensure that each dancer feels supported and motivated while still holding the team to a high standard can be quite difficult. But the first step is recognizing different learning styles. Not every dancer learns the same way. Okay, stay with me. I might geek out, but I promise I'll pull it back together. Okay, so going back to different learning styles, okay, different preferences. You have the visual learners. These are the type of learners, I'm this type of learner, where I need to see the choreography. I need to see how it's being done. I need to see how it's being executed. I need to see it with music. I need to see it so I can hear it in the way that it's being given and what the expectation of me is as the dancer that's performing it. A visual learner is someone that needs to see the movements before trying it themselves, and demonstrating it multiple times visually as an instructor will really help people who are visual learners. These type of people benefit from video reviews and watching other dancers, okay? The second preference, auditory learners. These are learners that need to watch the choreography and also recognize the timing and hearing the music and how the choreography is being executed and at what point in the music. This, for auditory learners, this is going to help them be able to do the choreography back, recognize key points in the musicality or key points in the timing that will help them be able to demonstrate the correct choreography at the correct time. Then you have the kinesthetic learners. Now, the kinesthetic learners learn by doing. They need hands-on repetition. These are the type of learners where you're going through it with counts and they are doing it right behind you and you're like, do you need to do it again? And the dancer's like, yes, I need to do it again. And they do it over and over and over again so they can get that, like I said, repetition, but also feel the physical adjustments to feel the movement in their bodies. We could break that down a lot more, but those are the main three that I typically use when I'm teaching, okay? Now, going into the adapting coaching style. Adapting coaching style is crucial. As a leader, we have to be able to identify the differences in our dancers and be able to give everything that the dancers need in one or two reps of teaching choreography, okay? For instance, as an instructor that's trying to hit all three of those learning preferences, I'm going to teach it and do it at the same time. I'm going to do it with counts and I'm going to physically do it. So those that are auditory learners and those that are kinesthetic learners can do it with me repeatedly, right? And those that are visual learners may stand back, not do it at first, maybe not the first time or the second time, but they will be able to catch on the third and fourth time you decide to do it in repetition, okay? Now, this type of teaching style is extremely layered, so it's not something that you can just like do right off the bat. You know, it's something that's going to need to be practiced as the coach, director, leader, team captain, whatever you are standing, whoever you are standing in the front of the room, okay? Now, with this type of coaching style, there is a point A that goes under it. That point is consistency and expectations, which means that as the person that is doing this at the front of the room, there needs to be a consistency to what you're doing. So if you're teaching an eight count and the hand is on five, but the next time you do it on six. And then the next time you do it on three. And then the next time you do it on five, there's going to be a lot of discrepancies. Okay. So you have to make sure that as a leader, you are being consistent to what you are expecting these dancers to get. Same with the auditory. You know, if you're hitting it on a big boom, if the hand goes on the big boom, then that expectation needs to be consistent every time you do it with the music. So those that are learning see the consistency in that. Okay. Like I said at the beginning of this podcast, I have a lot to say when it comes to just creating that cohesive dance team that, you know, has a lot of different personalities. And the truth is that I've been on so many teams myself that I've been through some really great moments. I've been through some really hard moments as the dancer and teammate, as the captain, and as the company owner. So this isn't something that, again, happens overnight. It's a type of mentality that dancers have to go in with, and also dance instructors, dance leaders, whatever it may be. So this may be a podcast you have to listen to once or twice just to get the full understanding and all of the goodness that's kind of attached to this. But once it really clicks, it's going to make such a difference inside of the team environment. And that is the most exciting part of being a part of a team that's cohesive and gets to a success point together. I hope everyone listening took something from this today. If you have any questions or you just want to geek out with me and you want to go further into depth, I love having these conversations. So email me at aubrey@aubreyaries.com. Visit my website, DM me at fulloutobs.com. we know. DM me at Full Out Obs on Instagram. Just get in touch with me. But until then, stay creative, stay inspired, and I'll see you in the studio. Bye.